They haven't taken consideration of the budget and of the existing donors. We found out that we needed $700 million over a three-year period to be able to achieve all our health-related goals. And so we are going to be launching this health sector investment test on the 8th of October. If all goes well, we are going to invite all our donors and partners, both local and international. We are going to open before them our vision.
Minister, are you not afraid that what has happened to the international campaign for donor funds will happen to your campaign as well, where very little response has been forthcoming?
No, that doesn't terrify us at all, because we have realized that there are many donors and partners who have stuck with us through the hard times, and they've accelerated their response to our problems since the formation of the inclusive government. We are very confident, actually, that they will come. A lot of them have already expressed a lot of interest. Some of these donors actually helped us to come up with this health sector investment case, and so they are already in support of the program. And we believe that with God's guidance, we are going to get a good response from the donor community.
What is the current state of Zimbabwe's health delivery system at the moment since you took over at the inception of the unity government?
It has improved greatly. Incidentally, right now I'm coming from a function at Harare Central Hospital, where the Prime Minister was commissioning the second floor theatres at Harare Hospital, which has not been functional for 8 years. He was commissioning a new renal dialysis unit, a new boiler. A lot of good things are happening in this country. And the pattern I'm describing right now for Harare Central is being replicated all through the country at all our institutions at different levels. The human resources situation has improved greatly. We are very positive. In a few months to a year, we should be in a very comfortable situation.